Have faith in God, our Lord tells us. I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be lifted up, thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it shall be done for him. As we draw to a close of the month of May, month of Our Lady, we remind ourselves that our Lord loves to work his greatest miracles, greatest prodigies, especially through Our Lady, to humble the proud and to exalt the humble and those who trust in him with a great faith. It will be a sermon in and of itself to list all those prodigies which our Lord has worked in history through Our Lady. Today we'll look at just one to revive our faith. And it's a story, a true story, an extraordinary story. We'll call it miraculous when the church calls it miraculous, but for now, extraordinary story given by Father John Hardin. You might be familiar with that name, a holy Jesuit who died relatively recently in the year 2000. And he tells a little episode in which his faith in God, his faith in Our Lady as the instrument of God's wonders, his faith in the goodness of God grew immensely. What happens? Well, Father John Hardin will tell us himself. We'll just read this little narration, which he many times gave. And it's a story of the miraculous metal, a humble little instrument, which God uses what? To do what? To work wonders in our lives, provided we believe, provided we have that humble faith, that humble, unwavering faith in his power and in the intercession of Our Lady. So let's see what this story is all about. Father John Hardin begins, "One of the most memorable experiences that I have ever had was with the miraculous medal. It changed my life." When was this? It was in the fall of 1948. This was just shortly after Father Hardin was ordained, and he was working in Ohio at that time. In October of that year, a Vincentian priest came to speak to us young Jesuit priests. A Vincentian priest is a priest of the order founded by St. Vincent de Paul. A Jesuit priest is a member of the order of St. Ignatius of Loyola, the Company of Jesus. So this Vincentian priest comes to talk to us young Jesuit priests. He encouraged us to obtain faculties, as they are called, to enroll people in the confraternity of the miraculous medal. Among other things, he said, "Fathers, the miraculous medal works. Miracles have been performed by Our Lady through the miraculous medal." I was not impressed by what the Vincentian priest was telling us. I was not the medal-wearing kind of person, and I certainly did not have a miraculous medal. But I thought to myself, it doesn't cost me anything, so I put my name down to get a 4-page leaflet from the Vincentians with the formula for blessing the medals and enrolling people in the confraternity. 2 weeks later, the formula arrived. Father Hardin stuck it in his breviary and forgot all about it. Just a little parenthetical note here. Father Hardin wasn't a priest without faith before this. He just wasn't a pious, devotional type of guy. Very intellectual, not very pious, not very devout, not the medal-wearing type of person, as he says. What happens? In February of the next year, I was sent to assist at a Catholic hospital in Cleveland, Ohio. Among the patients admitted while I was there was a boy about 9 years old. He had been sledding downhill, lost control of the sled and ran into a tree head-on, fractured his skull, and suffered severe brain damage. When I finally got to visit his hospital room, he had been in a coma for 10 days already. No speech, no voluntary movements of the body. His condition was such that the only question was whether he would live. There was no question of recovering from what was diagnosed as permanent and inoperable brain damage. So after blessing the boy and consoling his parents, I was about to leave his hospital room. There was nothing more to be done. I'm sure his words of consolation were very sound in doctrine, but there was nothing more to be done, Father Hardin thought. But then another thought came to him, that Vincentian priest. He had told us, "Fathers, the miraculous medal works. Now, this will be a time to test its alleged miraculous powers," Father Hardin thought. "I didn't have a miraculous medal of my own, and everyone I asked didn't have one either. But I persisted, and finally one of the nursing sisters on night duty found a miraculous medal." Now, you don't just bless the medal. You have to actually enroll a person in it. You recite a short formula, and you put the medal on his or her neck. So Father Hardin now begins to look for a string for this miraculous medal, a chain or a ribbon. So So the sister nurse found also a blue ribbon for the medal, which made me feel silly. What was I doing with medals and blue ribbons anyway, Father Hardin says. However, humbly I blessed the medal and had the father hold the leaflet for investing a person in the confraternity of the miraculous medal. I proceeded to recite the words of investiture. It was costing him nothing. No sooner did I finish the prayer of enrolling the boy in a confraternity than he opened his eyes for the first time in 2 weeks. He saw his mother and said, "Mom, I want some ice cream." This was a boy who had been in a coma ever since the accident, hadn't been eating, hadn't been moving, hadn't been at all responding to his surroundings. All of a sudden, wakes up, "Mom, I want some ice cream." Then he proceeded to talk to his father and mother. After a few minutes of stunned silence, a doctor was called in. The doctor examined the boy and told the parents they could give him something to eat. The next day began a series of tests on the boy's condition. X-rays showed the brain damage was gone. Well, this is something that doesn't just happen like that. Brain damage doesn't just go away like that. Then still more tests. After 3 days, when all examinations showed there was complete restoration to health, the boy was released from the hospital. This experience, Father Hardin says, so changed my life that I have not been the same since. My faith in God, faith in his power to work miracles, was strengthened beyond description. Since then, of course, I have been promoting devotion to Our Lady and the use of the miraculous medal. The wonders she performs, provided we believe, are extraordinary. The wonders Our Lady works, or rather God works through her, provided we believe, are extraordinary, are nothing short of miraculous. That's why our Lord tells us in the Gospel today, have faith in God. All that you ask for in prayer, believe that you will receive it, and it shall be yours. Every once in a while we hear of a miracle or of an extraordinary story like this to strengthen our faith. Our Lord always hears our prayers. Our Lady always hears our prayers. Not always is what we want to see granted to us, but always what we need is granted to us. Our Lord and Our Lady always hear our prayers. And sometimes they even work incredible miracles to strengthen that faith, to confirm their goodness, to make us pray all the more trustingly in them. So let us have faith in God. Let us have faith in Our Lady. Our Lord loves to work his greatest miracles precisely through her. Let us turn to her with confidence, and all that we ask for in prayer, let us believe that it will be ours, and it shall be ours through her. Praised be Jesus and Mary.